Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to Wild Winds of Testimony, Day 4. Day 1 was explosive, Day 2 was explosive, Day 3 was phenomenal, and here we are, Day 4. Glory to God. I want to welcome you to this Wild Wind of Testimonies today. Today promises to be so powerful, and I trust that the Lord is beginning to do His mighty works in our lives. I'm so excited for some of the testimonies I've been hearing. God is moving mightily in our midst. Just yesterday, two people told me about a new car that God blessed them with. One person was called and, you know, God blessed him with a car. Another person got blessed with a car. I'm like, yes. And this is just a tip of the iceberg of so many things that God is doing. And I prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice, God is set to do yours right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Today is going to be so powerful. There's a word God has steered in my spirit, and that's what we're going to be praying about today at the Wild Wind of Testimonies. Look, before we begin to pray, I want to encourage you to go back to every prophetic statement that the Lord has given to us. Yesterday, we talked about reshuffling for exaltation, reshuffling for expansion, reshuffling for manifestation. And we put those prophetic words, not just because we want you to post them on socials alone, but because we wanted to hold them very dear to your heart and trust the Lord that through these prophetic words is going to begin to launch you as a launch pad into the things He has designed and proposed for you. Glory to God. And so I want to encourage you this morning, like we'd always do, to then share the link of the service, all right? Share it with a friend, a colleague at work, a husband, a sister, a cousin, a boyfriend, and tell them it is time to pray. If you know friends and families or members of the new who are not joined in yet, physically yet, online, pardon me, ask them to join in right away for Wild Winds of Testimony. It is really blowing. This wind of testimony is blowing. And I prophesy the wind of testimony has been blown in your direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Look, I've been in a time of intense prayers, and I want you to get your heart into this. That's why this Wild Wind of Testimony is just to kickstart your day. The culture that I want you to have is to continually pray every single day. We have to pray in and out of seasons. That's what scripture says. So I want to encourage your heart to get this period of time. What we would do with this meeting is to stir it up. Look, for some of you, after this broadcast is over, don't just say amen and close the door. If you can pray for more 30 minutes, one more hours, I want to encourage you to do that. All right? It's building up something inside of you. Remember the scripture says that beloved, but ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith. It says praying in the spirit. Glory to God. All right. Let me ask you to share the link very quickly. Send it out. You see right there a share button on YouTube, where you can share the link and invite 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people to join you as we pray together at the Wild Wind of Testimony. Today, we're going to be praying on something very powerful that the Lord has stirred in my spirit. And I want you to pray very intensely because the Lord put it in my spirit, and I know there is a reason why He had put that in my spirit. Before we do that, I want you to just put it on the comment section. Say, I'm ready to pray. 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 First and foremost, I want you to lift up your hands. I know you might be driving, so don't lift up your hands. I know some of you might just be rolling on your bed. Get up and pray. Whatever it is, your posture, just have a posture of prayer. And I want us to just sing in the spirit for some few minutes before we begin to pray intensely on the prayer points that I'm going to be praying, declaring over you. I want to just lift up your hands. What does it mean to sing in the spirit? It just means that you add melody to your tongues. Glory to God. For example, I just go like this. I'm praying in the spirit like this. But what I mean to pray in this tongue, sing in the spirit, is just pretty much adding melody to it. So lift up your hands and just let's add some melody to your tongues. Emena kurimandeli bokon sherebila susoveli. Iminan krobilato sivele, merediza varante grobeliga sun telegai, mengretiza varante ligobondredi, mengro sengreti la mancreston rebila, egredila mangresco velis keperia lonto, ligra sangre sengreti le monco, le barante ligo son rebi, e se teligo bongreti ligo son telegai, le chakre tondro bi, Cromontolo brongos kivalam prontilegai, mencro senteligro pai, peroscendeliga pangreto selegetia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. All right, let's get right into the times of prayer. Today, we're going to be praying from the text in the scriptures, Exodus chapter 8 and verse 22. Exodus chapter 8. And verse 22. I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to read it in the NLT version, and then I'm going to read it also in the NKJV version. Verse 22 of Exodus chapter 8 says, "But this time I will spare the region of Goshen, where my people live." It says, "No flies will be found there." It says, "Then you will know that I am the Lord, and that I am present even in the heart of your land." Let's look at the NKJV and what the NKJV says. Exodus chapter 8, and let's look at verse 22. This is what the word of the Lord says. I says, "And in that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen." Remember what Goshen represents. It says there was darkness in Egypt, but there was light in Goshen. It says, "In which my people dwell." It says, "That no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of her." I don't know if you've ever been in a place before, you're trying to eat and then you see swarms and you see flies all around you. You know how disturbing it is. I remember Dr. K saying this very powerfully, that swarms here represent demonic activities, demonic infusions. Scripture here says that in the land of Goshen, there will be no demonic infusion. There will be no demonic interception. There will be no demonic introduction to the people to the Israelites. In the scripture, we're going to pray today. Every plans of the wicked, every plans of the enemy to interfere with God's purpose and God's journey and God's desires for your life, I take it away in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but there's a reason why God put this in my spirit. There's some of you, there's someone under the sound of my voice. You had a dream recently, and in that dream, you saw yourself making progress, but you felt as though something was tying you backwards. You make one step forward and three steps backwards. They felt that there's a pull holding you back into the promises of God for your life. But today, by the word of the Lord, it says there shall be no swarms of flies, no enemy attack, no satanic attack that is permitted in your life. You're going to pray and rise up with your voice against this particular thing that the Lord has put in our heart to pray about today, in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, there are people who are making advancement, but the advancement is being attacked by evil forces, satanic forces, strongholds, holding people back into prophetic things that are designed for them. But by the word of the Lord, and by the word of this prophet, in the name of Jesus Christ, from today, it is broken. So right now, you're going to open up your mouth to pray as I'm going to make this prophetic declaration. You're going to declare it over with me, and then we're going to begin to pray. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, today, I declare over my life, over my finances, over my relationships, over my business, over my career, over my academics, that from today, there shall be no interruption, no interception of any satanic activities whatsoever. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Concerning my finances, I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. Concerning my family, I rebuke the manipulation of the devil in the name of Jesus. No swarms of flies is permitted in my Goshen in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority. I take authority and I resist the forces of darkness trying to intervene with the designs of God for my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your hands and begin to pray in the spirit. Lift up your hands and begin to pray in the spirit. I stand against every forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is my position. And so because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, there cannot be any intervene, any interference against God's designs and purpose for me. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold of what is mine at every single season of my life. In the name of Jesus, Lizuria Kapo Radigras Kobardia, Eshande Legapalia, Kerontos Kerito Okrobili, Egrezugre Ekrapalia Kobredila, Mengropele Gezuye, Egrecombro Kokelia Coponto, Lero Sediba, Lecrobeli Cabande Cobon. Please don't be a spectator. I want you to pray in the spirit. Le shangre ketunia kapaya. There's something very prophetic and powerful when we believers come together to pray. The corporate anointing is always present there. And it can break yokes by the anointing. That reason for constant setback that makes you move one step forward and almost three steps backward. In the name of Jesus, I stand against it. In the name of Jesus, lebroko sengre ketilia perakato veriskelino ratigra aktombe ashandre belugozuze lekre kasundro pelika suntalaba. Flies are not permitted in your family. Elegondo kuzezizeze ligele krokotolomonondo satanic manipulation. Alebaria kopondo kosuso. I condemn that voice of manipulation in your life. In the name of Jesus, parakatolia kasuso suso, erabangre kosuso. Every voice of manipulation, le copre ekezuze, elebaria kotondia kopondo kosusa, le greco susundropidia katolia kopondo koporua, ekresuze ketelia kobo. In the name of Jesus, we resist it right now. We resist it right now. We resist it right now. Eleborua ketelia kosuso, elegeso koparande keso surre la kapa. The stone is rolled away, and I declare you are giving way to your promised land. The stone is rolled away. The stone is rolled away. I keep hearing that word in my spirit. The stone is rolled away. Ella baria kaporua teli, the obstacle. Alla palia kaporua. Remember what Jesus said when he came to the tomb of Lazarus. Roll away the stone, and Lazarus come forth. I declare in the name of Jesus, right here and right now, the stone is rolled away. 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 There is a family under the sound of my voice. You just notice over and over again that you keep having issues. You keep having fights. You keep having quarrels every single time. This was not how it used to be, but it's almost as though there's every season, every moment, there's one issue or the other, and a little thing is sparking up to become something mighty, something big. That is a demonic intervention, right? Interception right there. But by the word of the Lord today, I rebuke it right now. In the name of Jesus, there's someone on the sound of my voice at work. It seems as though you were the favorite before, but all of a sudden, it seems like everything is being played out against you, and almost to the point where you are about to exit the organization because of the coup and the things that they are planning and plotting against you. But by the word of the Lord today, every satanic manipulation, I resist it in the name of Jesus. Somebody declare it forcefully. I cannot die like a chicken. Somebody declare it. I cannot die like a chicken. From today, I declare over you in the name of Jesus, the Lord God of heaven protects you round about. In the name of Jesus, you will not go where grace has not led you. In the name of Jesus, labari kozuze kireketulio kopo.
You will not be unfortunate. The protective hand of God protects and keeps you, protects and guides you. You will not be led to evil by your own senses. You will not be led to evil by us. Senses in the name of Jesus. Le rakato kopredi. Somebody pray. Lakre kazulia. Bera katolia bodo. The shield of protection is all around you. The shield of protection is all around you. La rakatoli barunto. In your going out, you are preserved. In your coming in, you are preserved. E la kara porunte likasuso. I forbid you from entering those bosses, those one chance bosses, in the name of Jesus. I forbid you by the power of the Spirit when it's quarter to disruption. The angel of the Lord, Yahweh Sabaoth, releases his angels towards your direction. In the name of Jesus, you will not dash your foot against a stone. La raka poroko skite keteke lekoparwa ale monko para katelia. I announce prophetically a no-flight zone for every swarms of flies. In the name of Jesus, aya peraka koroko skira katelo porwa. Concerning your business, concerning your family, concerning your finances, concerning your relationship, concerning your marriages, concerning every aspect of your life, in the authority of Jesus, I announce prophetically a no-flight zone for every swarms of flies, in the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to declare that. A no-flight zone. E la poro katilia katoya e kekeke susoko para katilia e karosu tekeni e zulia kakaria kasoto poro kote arakata kato koto korapate keteke e shete kaloko prokoteli zebrokoto po. Yourself and your family is now marked out as a no-flight zone for the enemy. The word of God says, therefore, let no man trouble me, for I bear on my body the very mark of Christ. He that dwells in the secret place of the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, glory to God, and my fortress, the God in whom I will trust. Le rake koporwa ezilia kaparwa telikataya era kasuso era tilia koporwa ketelia koporwa kasisa. I declare right now by the authority of Jesus, supernatural death cancellation in the name of Jesus. Baraka toi ayakoria kapaya esikaya koporwa kataya over your family. Somebody begin to pray over your family, over your loved ones. Ela karya koporwa kasisa kele koporunte likasuse le shede kataka yakataka yakotoko yakata. The veil is torn apart. The story is rewritten in the name of Jesus. Baraka poruas kele perua shede be. Your steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. Le rakatelia koporobo. Begin to enjoy angelic assistance. The new. Begin to enjoy angelic assistance. Begin to enjoy angelic assistance. Baraka tolia koporo katelia kaparwa ele koporo koskida bandalaba. That narrative, oh, I hear that word in my spirit. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. They are trying to create a narrative to bring about accusations for you, but by the word of the Lord, that narrative will not stand. That plan will fall flat in their face in the name of Jesus. Those people in your family that has gang up against you, those people as friends that has gang up against you, la raka te kero aporoso ale kala kope liga skito koba. I annul it in the name of Jesus. Ala kero apatoi lebrondo kususu susu se likrakato liga tali eshele kete kete kuto koparo aketelia eshati le peruzele kapaya ekeske rapatoa ile koporonde kesisa eshele banda kata epereke shakataya in the name of Jesus. Somebody declare authoritatively, declare is beware, angels are on guard here. Perakate kasuta lagapaya kerato susakaba. Say it very aggressively, beware, angels are on guard here. Lekarwa, I'm saying it to say it for you to say it prophetically. You are sending an alarm in the realms of the spirit so that the enemy, the devil, everyone knows that you are shielded and surrounded. Elaka koporwa kelai ikasute keika karobalata. Beware, angels are on guard here. Perakatelia koporoakatekekeya aleka sunteleka shondoba eleke koko 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 ekekekekekekekekeke elaboro suntalaba. Somebody declare it. I am heavily defended. Oh my God. Parakateli bokotolie matai eke sunteleka paya. That's the word of the Lord. I am heavily defended. I shall okodwa declare your name. I am heavily defended. Anything that will touch your family members, that will touch your friends, that will touch your loved ones, and that it will affect you emotionally, financially, materially, in any shape, form, or way, in the name of Jesus, from today, right now, we avert that cause. We avert it. 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 In the name of Jesus. There's somebody on the sound of my voice, you want to travel, but you started to feel like you should not. Oh, yamaraka tilie koba. You started to feel it. Please listen to the word of the Lord. Listen to that voice of God. Listen to that, oh my God. Listen to that voice of God. Lakayo koporo akatelia makaya. Rasise keroba. The rain of God's protection is now upon you. Elekero akatalia. Elekero pokote akataya. Ekesekekekekeke. You are heavily guarded. You are heavily defended by the help of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mesuteli bradig zagrotondo legreskatish kevelundo periskeledoya keria mukombe lekrozike kelia kozuse libro kotoli mangre keshikra koproduxo sundelaba. I rebuke fire incidents. Ekatolu poronte gizaparwa egesikre keketopo. Listen to me. I hear the word of the Lord from today. Makaya. Oh my goodness, God. It says from today your money shall not be used to fix problems. Oh, makatali gozuze peraka kemia koya kopa. Somebody declare it very loud. From today, your money will not be used to fix problems. There's some people under the sound of my voice. It's not as though money is not coming in. It is coming in. But as it's coming in, you are using it to solve problems, solve family problems, solve your own problem. Your car is breaking down. Things are breaking down around you. That money is going in just like a flood into problems. But by the help of the Spirit today, that demonic loophole has been blocked by the power of the Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, that demonic opening has been blocked right now. In the name of Jesus. Lerakatoi le secreto pervurua ketelia kapaya ekresko barantelebo. You are unleashed to fly. You are unleashed to fly. You are unleashed to fly like an eagle. You are unleashed to fly. In the name of Jesus. Beraketoi legosunte ikasunde rekatoi ikrekato bereke sikra akte epo braga tali e prozile ketoi la krekomborosh telega rake sunto libakaya e pokosi katili govori e ke soish telagalia per rakatelizo e le karakataya e ko son telega poe e ke sankre teligo jude la rakatelia kopondo poto e la barwa sedelia. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Oh my God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. There's somebody on the sound of my voice. You just rushed your mom to the hospital. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your mom is ill and she just went to the hospital and you are having a hard time in the midst of the old situation. And you have allowed fear to grip your heart. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak to Mama wherever she is right now. Oh, by the outstretched arm of God, receive total, complete healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that healing right now. In the name of Jesus. There's someone on the sound of my voice. Many years ago, you lost a loved one. And since then, it seems as though a covering cast of darkness came upon your heart. It seems as though you can no longer function very well because of that covering cast of fear that's come upon your heart. You no longer open up your heart to people. You no longer open up your heart to things. Every time you wake up, that weight of that past comes to your heart.
by the help of the Spirit right now, you are healed completely from that trauma. In the name of Jesus Christ, every form of flies, swarms of flies, whatsoever in your life, by the power of the Spirit right now, I break the yoke of it in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of it. I speak to some people under the sound of my voice. Swarms of flies can mean mental blockage. It means that you don't have the capacity to see. Not like your brain is not operating in a level that can see, but there's something blocking it. You can't just see. By the help of the Spirit of God today, that viewpoint of sight is released for you to be able to see in a sharper and a higher way. In the name of Jesus Christ, your orientation right now is changed supernaturally to be able to see like Christ sees. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is this wealthy person that I'm seeing amongst rags? Who is this wealthy person that I'm seeing with rags? Pale kobaruas kelivra kateya peraka kopeluas kerakatolia kapalia mokote lekilia palia zuzebe lekarwa kopolu antelia jile kataya kaporwa kaile botonde zilia po katai peravile kopolwa ketalia perakataya koporwa. Come on, let's pray. I feel some intercession here. Everyone who knows they ought to be more than where they are right now, I stand in gap for you as your pastor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Manga parakataya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The snare is broken and you have escaped. That's the word I hear in my spirit. Somebody rejoice. Rejoice at that word. The snare is broken and you have escaped. The snare is broken and you have escaped. The snare is broken and you have escaped. In the name of Jesus. From today, hear the prophetic word of the Lord. You now wear a robe of royalty. Oh my God. I want to give a prophetic instruction today. Oh, thank you, Lord. I saw people under the sound of my voice dancing with regalias. A robe of regalias. When you go to your church on Sunday, believe this prophetic word I'm giving to you. Come to the service in preparation to dance. Come and dance. A robe of regalia. Wear your best clothes. If you can do it prophetically today, tonight, wear your best clothes and dance. I see a new cloth put on people, a robe of reality, a regalia of reality. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rarabakatalia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember the word of the Lord to us today. Two words the Lord just gave us as we're praying prophetically. It says you are heavily defended. Ha ha ha. And you wear a robe of reality. You are heavily defended and you wear a robe of reality. Thank you, Lord. That robe is a robe of reality. It's a robe of riches. It's a robe of prosperity. It's a robe of wealth. It's a robe of health. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory. I feel it in my spirit, something happened in this prayer tonight, this morning. Oh yes, something happened in this prayer this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.